Good afternoon, everybody. The topic of the shiur today is Schar V'Hai Alma, reward in this world. I stumbled across this topic a few weeks ago as I was preparing for Shavuos, and I was learning the Atzeres HaDibros. And somehow, I think this is because of Shittas HaRambam, I always thought, which is a Shittas HaRambam, that, as I'll explain, we hold our Rabbi Yaakov, that holds that there's no reward in this world. All the reward is reserved for the next world. What happens in this world is really sometimes a mystery. However, I stumbled across the Ramban, and the Ramban caused me to rethink the sugya a little bit. I would say rethink, to actually look at the simple reading of the sugya according to Rashi. So the Ramban, and I'll start with the Ramban first, even though it's sourced from before. The Ramban is in Aseret HaDibros in Parshas Yisro. Kabeh Yisavicha V'yatzimecha. You should honor your father, your mother. L'man Yerichin Yimecha L'adom Asher Hashem L'kech Anosim Lach. In order that you should have every day from the land that God has given you. The Ramban says in source number 4, so he says, since this mitzvah involved those in the Tachtonim, in the lower world, so therefore the schar that is given is Narichas Yomim, the length of days in the land that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us. So since Kibbutz Ava'im is a mitzvah which is essentially Benam L'chaveiro, we have to honor our parents, Ramban points out that we are given Arichas Yomim on this land. And then the Ramban continues, quote Chazal Maseches Kedushin L'am Tesla Beis, that why does the Pasuk say L'man Yarichin Yumecha En Ala Hadama? Because this Kiyaptiach that promises us Kiva mitzvah hazos you call you Moseinu Aruchim. Because of this mitzvah of Kibbutz Ava'im, our days will be longer. Ki Yamalei Hashem Yameinu Ba'olam Hazeh. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu will fill our days in this world. The Yaruchim L'olam Haba Shekulo Aruch. And it will be long in the world to come. In other words, so therefore L'man Yarichim Yamecha is referring to the next world, and Allah Adama is referring to this world. And we will be secure in the land that God has given us. And then he goes on and says in Mishnah Torah, Perush Laman Yarichun Yamecha, Ulanita Vlach Aladama Vim Sheach Tachos. And he says, and in Sefer Devarim, it's more explicit. There's Laman Yarichun Yamecha and Laman Yita Vlach. Therefore, there's one promise, guarantee for this world, and another guarantee for the next world, and this is the schar that we have for Kibbutz Ava'im, for honoring our father, our mother, honoring our parents. When I saw the Ramban, I took notice, because the Ramban emphasized there is a reward in this world, and I went back to go over the sugya and review the sugya about reward. So I'd like to start now with the Gemara and Kedushin. I'd like to start with the Gemara and Chulin, and then come to Gemara and Kedushin. So Gemara and Chulin, source number 1, starts off the sheet of Rav Yaakov. Rav Yaakov says, Ein l'chokho, source number 1, Kufman Beis Amin Aleph, it's at the very end of Maseches Chulin, says, Rav Yaakov, Omer, Ein l'chokho, mitzvah, mitzvah, shev Torah, shematim tzchor v'tzidah. So you don't have a mitzvah where the reward is mentioned next to it, she'ein tchiyah tamesin tluya, v'yibah, he says, where it really the reward is about Chiyas HaMeisim, not this world. And he says, what are the two rewards in this world? Kibbutz Ava'im, Ksiv L'man Yarichin Yamecha L'man Yitavlach, and Shiluach HaKein, sending off, and someone goes, and he happens to see, in a place that's Hefker, he happens to see a bird's nest, and he wants the eggs, or he wants the young baby birds, he has to send the mother bird away first. And there it says, L'man Yitav Lach Arach HaYamim. So Rav Yaakov says, HaReisha Amar Lo Avim. If someone's father says to him, Alei Levira, go onto the tower of Ahavili, Gozos, and bring these young pigeons, V'Allah. And he goes up, V'Shilach HaSe'en, but before he takes the young pigeon, he sends the mother off, Lach HaZabar, he takes the young pigeons, U'V'Chazarasto Nafal Ames. And on the way back, he falls off the ladder, he falls and he dies. So you can imagine he's doing two mitzvahs where the Torah promises a reward, and he dies. So how can we say there's a reward in this world that if such a person would die? Heichad arichot yomav shelzeh. Where's the length of days of this person? The heichad tovaso shelzeh. And where is the good that this person is going to get? Ella, so what does it mean, Rabbi Yaakov says, Laman Yarichon Yamecha? What does it mean, Laman Yarichon Yamecha? Ba'olam Shekula Aruch. It means in the world that is very long, Laman Yitavlach, Laman La'olam Shekula Tov, and the world that is all good. So I believe that Olam Shekula Aruch refers to Olam Haba'olam Neshamos. Ulamani Tavlach refers to that world of the world that is all long refers to the world of souls after a person dies. Ulamani Tavlach would refer to after the resurrection, Tchiyat HaMeisim. So fine, so that's what's of Yaakov's proof. How could it be the reward in this world if a person will tell his son, ask his son to go on, fulfill the mitzvah of Kibbutz Av Eim and send you off to Mother Bird, and then the person dies? Where could there be a reward in this world? So Morris asks a simple question. The Dilma Lohavi Hachi. Maybe this never happened. Who said that? Who said that such a story happened? So Rav Yaakov Maisa Chaza. So Rav Yaakov saw this happen, and he had a certain crisis, and he came to the result. He thought this certainly said there must not be reward in this world. Okay, so then the Gemara goes on. The Gemara asks, well, maybe he was thinking about an avera. Gemara, maybe he was involved in avodah zara. So Gemara says, if there was a reward in this world, he wouldn't be thinking about avodah zarah. He says the Gemara finishes off five lines from the bottom. Elishchar mitzvah b'hayal malecha. There is no reward for mitzvot in this world. So Gemara asks. Then the Gemara asks a few questions. Well, the question: how come this child of a person died? After all, we know that those who do mitzvot don't get hurt while they're doing the mitzvah. So he says, this Gemara says that maybe it wasn't the best ladder he was on, since it wasn't the best ladder, so therefore the mitzvah, the schus of the mitzvah did not help him. But then the Gemara finishes off. The Gemara says, Amar Rav Yosef, three lines from the bottom of source number one. Ilma darshe la'achar la'ay kocher Rav Yaakov barbarte lo chata. Who was Acher? Acher was Elisha ben Abuya. Elisha ben Abuya was Rebbe of Rav Meir, who could have been, I guess, one of the Chachmei Mesora, but at some point in his life he went off. And even though he went off, he became a heretic. And there happened to me many reasons why he became a heretic. The Gemara here says what exactly was involved, what caused it. It seemed the Makabah Patish, the straw that broke the camel's back, was that he saw such a thing happen. Then what did he see? He saw a father send a child to fill the mitzvah, sending off the mother bird, and then the child on the way down died. And he said, how can this be? And he says, or something else happened, that maybe he saw the tongue of Rechutkus HaMeturgamon. Rechutkus HaMeturgamon was one of the 10 martyrs that were executed by the Romans, and he saw it in the tongue in the street, and he said, this mouth, which gave off such pearls, should lick the dust. How could it be? If you would understand Rabbi Yaakov Shita, that we don't understand what happens in this world, he wouldn't have went off. That was the Shita, that's the Shita of Rabbi Yaakov. Rabbi Yaakov holds that we don't know what happens in this world, but there is no reward in this world. That's the Shita of Rabbi Yaakov. Okay? Now, do we passim like Rabbi Yaakov? Or do we say, no, there is reward in this world? And by the way, even if there is reward in this world, we still might not understand what's happening. But is there reward in this world? So let's look at the Gemara and Kedushin, and let's see how the Gemara Kedushin explains Rabbi Yaakov. The Gemara Kedushin is source number two. The Gemara starts with the Mishnah. I'm going to try to make this Gemara as least technical as possible. Kol ha'osa mitzvah achas matikin lo. Mishnah says, someone who does one mitzvah, it's good for him. We make it good for him. U'marichin lo yomot. And we give him length of days. V'nochal esa'aretz. And he will inherit the land. V'chol she'eina osa mitzvah achas. So does not do one mitzvah. Eima tivin lo. We don't make good for him. V'eima richin lo yomot. And we don't give him length of days. V'nochal doesn't inherit the land. And the way it's explained is someone goes ahead and would do one mitzvah more than his averos. Right? So it will be good for him. So this mishnah seems to imply, the way Rashi explained the mishnah of the Gemara, that there's reward. Kol ha'osim mitzvah achas. Anyone does one mitzvah, well, it'll be good for him in this world. So the Gemara in the Sechus Kedushin asks a question from a Braisa. Gemara says like this: Kol shechiyosav merubim me avanosav. Anyone who has more merits than sins, merian lo, it's bad for him. The doma and the life he will live is kemisha sarach kol haTorah kula. It will be like he burnt the whole Torah. That's what it will seem like. Amazing. Below shar miman afilo osachas. In other words, and he burnt the whole Torah, every single letter. The chol shavanosav merubim mischuyosav. And anyone who has more sins than merits, mitzivim lo, it will look good for him. His existence in this world will be pleasurable. V'doma kemishe kayin kol haTorah kula, and it will look like he fulfilled the whole Torah. V'lo chistar os achas mimena, and not one letter was missing. He didn't leave out one letter in his desire to fulfill the whole Torah. Okay? So on one hand, we have a Mishnah that seems to imply that if someone does one mitzvah more, so it'll be good for him. And then we have a brisa which seems to imply that if you do one mitzvah more, it'll be bad for you. So how do we explain it? It's the contradiction. Our Mishnah seems to say you do one mitzvah more than your averos will be good. One mitzvah more than your sins will be good. And the brisa seems to imply no, one mitzvah more than averos won't be good for you. So there are two answers. One answer is the answer of Abaye. What does Abaye say? Amar Abaye. Masnisa, no. What does our Mishnah mean that you have that will be good for you? Doesn't mean it'll be good for you in this world. The avdin le yom tov the yom bish. So what it means is it'll be good for you in the next world. All right, in other words. So therefore, in this world, it might not be so good for you. To make sure it'll be good for you in the next world. So therefore, Abaye was able to bring together the Mishnah and the Braisa. They're both saying the same thing. In other words, sometimes a person has one mitzvah more than Averos in order to make sure he'll have a reward in the next world. So we make it. He has to suffer in this world, and therefore the Mishnah says Mitzvah Lo doesn't mean in this world. We'll make it good for the next world by having him suffer in this world, and this way the Brice and the missionary line. Okay, I want to focus on Rava. What does Rava say? Rava says no. Our Mishnah holds that there is a reward in this world. The Brice that it seems to say that everything happens in the next world, all the reward, Rava Amar Hamani Rabbi Yaakovi. That price is Rabbi Yaakov Shita. In other words, our Mishnah says, yes, there is a reward in this world for mitzvot. However, in the next world, the price that says there's no reward, that's Rabbi Yaakov. The Amar Schar Mitzvah Vahai Al Malekha. So therefore, according to the way Rashi explains the Gemara, the Machlokas, according to Rabbi, it's Machlokas Tanoim. Our Mishnah holds that there is a reward in this world. And Rabbi Yaakov holds no. There's no reward. He says. There's no reward in. There's no reward in this world. It's all the next world. If you look at source number three, this Rashi, Rava says, La'olam k'da'amina me'akara. The end of the source. It's like we said at first, Mitivim lo v'schar peros. So in this world, he says, you have some sort of schar peros. Explain what it is. Some sort of reward. And the principle remains for the next world. And the price that says you suffer in this world is the Shita of Rabbi Yaakov. So, if we have machlokas between a Mishnah and a Braisa, a Stam Mishnah without an opinion, and a Braisa, usually we go like a Stam Mishnah. And therefore the Ramban says, don't pass on Rabbi Yaakov. There is definitely reward in this world. There's no question about that. There is definitely reward in this world. And that is the Ramban, in Parshas Yisro. And in order to back the Ramban up, and not that the Ramban needs backing up, it's the Mishnah we say every morning, El Dvarim She'adam Ochel Perasen Molam Hazeh. These are the things that cause a person to eat the fruit in this world. And the principle base for the next world, Kibbut Ava'ein, Gilas Chasodin, Bavoshim Ochaveroch. And we will come back and explain what exactly Pshat the Mishnah is. But this is the Shita of the Ramban, that there is definitely a reward in this world. Now, however, before we get to the Ramban, I think it's important to take notice of the Me'iri, source number 7. And the Me'iri says like this. As a matter of fact, I was just looking, right before I came here, nothing to do with the shir, But I was looking at the sugya of one of the Shay's Zechiris is from Mesachar Shiasach, when Akash Baruch is to Miriam, right? And the question, why do we remember what happened to Miriam, that Miriam spoke Lashon Hara against Moshe Rabbeinu when she got Saras? There is some sort of reward or punishment in this world on some level. Remember that there is din in this world also. So, Miri points out in source number 7, Halamadata, we learn that even though there is reward in this world, however, sometimes something is ma'ake, holds the reward back. And the ikrishkar, the main reward in Olam Haba. And therefore, if we see someone who acts properly, and we see he's suffering, we shouldn't go ahead and we shouldn't question because we don't understand, we don't see the whole picture. And for that reason, he says, there were certain chachamim who quote the story, they saw a boy, the Mekayim Kibbut Avayim, and Shiluach HaKayim, two mitzvahs that promised length of days, and he died. He says, and even though this man, the Amar, because of that, felt that there's no reward in this world, we hold there is reward in this world. However, sometimes there are certain things that hold it back. And he finishes off, and he says, the main reward is in the next world, and Kol Maisa Dispark Mishpat V'Yosher, he says, but sometimes his wisdom is hidden. Okay, and he speaks about more in the Chibur HaTshuva, but this is the shita of the Ramban. Now, I do want to explain, not that I can explain it, but try to understand, according to the Ramban, to how did such a thing happen that a child who was fulfilling both mitzvos, was killed. But we'll come back and try to touch upon that a little later. But right now, I'd like to speak to the Ramban. What's the Ramban shita? The Rambam sheet is clear here in source number 6. And also, source number 6, the Rambam says clearly, Perek Tes of Hilchos Teshuvah Halacha Aleph. And he says that also in Perek Tes of Hilchos Teshuvah Halacha Aleph. The reason why I source Perek Tes is because that's where the Ein Mishpat source is in this Gemara. He says, the Rambam says, reward is in the, is in the next world. If we look at the Rambam, we'll look at Perek Tes Halacha Aleph. Now that we know Shematan Shkarat Shal Mitzvos Vatova Shenishkela Im Shamarnu Derech Hashem, now that we know reward for mitzvos and the good that's for us, if we follow the way of God, Achas V'Torah, Hi Chai Olam Haba Shenemer L'man Yitav Lach Harach the Yomim V'Hamekava Shenof Min Rashoyim Sh'Ozvu Orchos Hatzedek Hatzulis V'Torah Yat Kares, and the Mekava and the punishment for wicked people is Kares. Shenemar Ikaris Tikaris Alekash Ahi Avon Abba Malus. He says, it's all in the next world. So then he asks, so what is the Torah talks about rewards? Malus Dashakatav Bakala Torah Kula. If you go ahead and you listen to all these things that happen, so you'll get a reward. So he says, like when you have a lot of food, there's famine, there's war, there's peace. So the Rambam goes on, he basically says those events that happen, whether it's good or bad, it's not reward. But if someone does mitzvahs, HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes easier to do more mitzvahs. If someone does averus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes it difficult to do more mitzvahs. And therefore he causes certain things to happen. But the Rambam Shita is that the Rambam Shita is that the reward is in the next world. Right now. The problem is, and I was very bothered by this, and I saw that Rav Gifter, used to be Rav Shimon Peltz, he asked the question, also this question, he asks, so that means that the Rambam passed like Rav Yaakov, and not like the Stam Mishnah. So why would the Rambam go ahead and choose to paskin like Rav Yaakov and not the Stam Mishnah? So in order to understand this, we have to really feel, it seems that the Rambam has a different shot in the Gemara. So let's look at source number 5, the second half of source number 5. The second half of source number 5 is the Perush HaRambam on that very same Mishnah in Kedushin. So let's look at the Rambam inside. So at the very end of source number 5, Ratzo Va'omro Kola Osem Mitzvah Achas Shiyasenu Zisel Zichriosov Shem Kinegan Avosov Kidei So he said, someone does one mitzvah. So he says that you have more mitzvahs than averos, and someone does not do one mitzvah, and now his sins are more than his merits. All right. So he said, if you look at the very end, but Amru in the Mishnah says, Metivalo Umarichan Esyamav Olam Haba. The Rambam explains this Mishnah is speaking about Olam Haba. The Inya Nochlas Aretz inherit in the land, Beretz Achayim Klomar Olam Haba, the Navarza Parapsiris Sanhedrin. So the Rambam, in the 10th Parapsiris Sanhedrin, the Rambam explains what exactly is Olam Haba, what exactly is Chiyas HaMeisim. The Rambam explains that. But the Rambam says this Mishnah is referring to Olam Haba. It's not referring to Olam Haba. It's Olam Haba. So how does the Rambam explain the Gemara? Let's try to program the Rambam back into the Gemara in Maseches Kedushin. So the Rambam in Maseches Kedushin would explain the Gemara like this. That Gemara, the Mishnah seems to imply that there's no reward in this world. Everything happens where? In the next world. You do a mitzvah, next world. You do an avera, it's this. What happens in this world, you know, the Mishnah seems to say, we don't understand it. You know, it could be that the reason why certain things happen in this world is in order to test us, not a punishment. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not to test us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give us certain challenges. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to grow. In my family, the Soloveitchik family, we're always told that a Jew never asks why. A Jew always asks what. What do we do now? We don't ask why. But it could be something's happened in this world because Baruch Hu, you know, is I don't want to use the word testing us, but we have to rise to the challenge of the situation. That's the Rambam Shita. So whatever happened in this world has nothing to do with our reward and punishment. So what bothered the Gemara then was the Braisa that says Kol Shechuzosa Merubin Merosa Merilo. So in other words, so the Braisa seems to imply no, something does happen in this world. So our Mishnah seems to imply everything in terms of reward and punishment happens in the next world, and the Braisa quote number two seems to imply things happen in this world also. So Abai explains the Braisa that what does it mean? It means in the next world also. But Rava says no. The Braisa means in this world. Our mission that says everything happens in the next world, that's the Shita of Rav Yaakov. That's Shita of Rav Yaakov. And that's the Rambam Shita that we hold our Rav Yaakov that all the schar would be in the next world. Okay, so now, according to the Rambam, we have to try to understand. So how do we explain the Mishnah then of Elu Dvarim She'Adam Ochel Perasem Ba'al Mazeh Ba'Karim Kiyamis Olam Haba? How do we explain that? How do we explain that Mishnah? Because the Mishnah does say we get a reward for certain mitzvos in this world also. Kibud Av V'Em, Gemilas Chasadim, Havashal Chavero, Talmud Torah. Why would we get a reward in this world for those mitzvos? The Rambam holds that the schar for mitzvos is in the world to come. So the Rambam in that Mishnah, source number 8, explains like this. The Rambam explains very beautifully. He says like this, that there are two types of mitzvahs. According to the Rambam, there's a mitzvah which is B'Arul Mako, and there's a mitzvah, and he gives examples, for example, Tzitzis, Tfilin, Shabbos, Avodah Zarah, and then there are mitzvahs that really are in the area of relationships between man and his fellow man. For example, not to steal, or no, not to take advantage of somebody, Sina, you shouldn't hate somebody, Natira, some sort of revenge, and Agas Yisrael, loving other Jews, and we shouldn't trick each other, and then it goes on also, if you see someone else being damaged, you can't stand by when someone else is being damaged, and keep it off the aim, and Chachamim, so he says a person goes ahead, and is Mekayim does mitzvahs, in this world, so between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, person is Mekayim, the mitzvahs that between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for those mitzvahs you get a reward in the world to come. He says, but if a person is Mekayim, the mitzvahs that deal human relationships, The Rambam says, and it's 1, 2, 3, 4, the fifth line down, V'imkayim ha'odam mitzvos ha'tluyos v'tikunet v'tikinos yachse v'odam. Person does those mitzvot that deal relationships, zayim zed. So he said, for that, he will have a schar in the next world because of the mitzvah, and also there will be a to'eles in olam hazeh because of how he deals with people. In other words, if a person does keep it up the aim properly, and I'll come and explain, it has great ramifications. All right, it should have great ramifications. So then he will be a well-developed human being, and therefore people will like to relate to him, and he'll fit in well into the world, and people will help him. Or a person does chesed, one good deed brings back another good deed. Or when we speak about havashom el chavero, make sure people get along. And even Talmud Torah, when a person learns Torah, and the Torah affects him in a good way, and becomes a good person, so he'll be able, he'll see a fruit in this world. And the Rambam finishes off, he says, and he gives an example. He says, when Hillel HaZakian was asked by a guy, I want to convert, Hillel HaZakian said to him, What you don't want done to you, don't do to your friends. So he says, and from that a person will learn that the Torah puts us in the right path, how to act properly, and then we'll have benefit from that. So according to the Rambam points out that there is schar. Why? Because it's just natural. If I go ahead and I do certain mitzvot, right, I'm going to become a better person, and therefore people will like me in a better way, and because of that, I will be able to reap the fruits of my mitzvahs. For example, we're just after Shavuos. So if you think about it, let's take, for example, Rus. Okay? Rus came into Eretz Yisrael to Beit Lechem with everything that could go against her was there. Okay? As we know, she was a Moabite woman. Who probably married a Jewish man before she converted. There's a debate on that. And as we see, even though it says in the beginning of the second chapter of Ruth that Boaz was related, Boaz didn't do anything to help her, or to help Naomi. And finally, at the end of Perek Gimel, Perek Dalet, things start to move along. Why? Because as Boaz says, I heard what you did for your mother-in-law, and because that you should be blessed. She was able to gain a favorable reputation, even though she had all the cards stacked against her. So when a person is involved in Am L'Chavero, yes, you're going to have the Peros. So when the Rambam says, what do the Peros mean? The Peros don't mean you're going to get the reward for doing the mitzvot. What the Rambam means is that you're going to get a reward because it's a natural reward. It's a natural consequence when a person is involved. When a person is involved in these mitzvot. When a person is involved in these mitzvot. And even though something is very natural, sometimes something happens and doesn't work out. For example, we know that a person gets into a car, they should go ahead and they should put on a seatbelt. And usually most people wear seatbelts during accidents. Their lives have been saved. There are certain people who can say that because of the seatbelt, something happened that was not in their benefit. But the general rule is, when a person follows these mitzvot, the natural consequence is it should help him. He should be able to reap a benefit from it. Those are the peros of Olam Hazeh. So let's talk about Kibbutz Av Ha'Aim for a second. Kibbutz Av Ha'Aim. Why is it that Kibbutz Av Ha'Aim is a natural consequence that should be good? Because parents teach a child how to behave. A parent teach a child how to relate to other people. And in general, if we follow our parents, we learn from our parents, so then we will benefit and we will develop into fine human beings, which should help us. Does that mean that sometimes a person listens to a parent, so maybe will not develop? Of course it might happen. And sometimes things like that happen. The natural consequence should be this way. When Acher, according to the Rambam, when Acher saw what happened to this child, so the Acher didn't understand because he thought the reward you get is much more than natural consequence. Acher thought that the reward that you get is something which is supernatural, and therefore nothing should stop the reward from coming. And that's why Acher turned off. I think there's an important nitziv to take notice of. And the nitziv is in Sefer Dvarim, Perikei, Pasuk Tezayin, and the Kavadis of Yichavi Asimecha that we saw in Parshas Yisro. And there the nitziv points out that the mitzvah that Kaveh Zavicha V'Simecha in Parshas Yisro is a little different than the mitzvah Kaveh Zavicha V'Simecha in Parshas Yisro. Why? Because in Parshas Yisro it says Kaveh Zavicha V'Simecha L'man Yerichin Yimecha Al Domesh Hashem Lachan Osamach. In Parshas Yisro Ashkan it says Kashit Simcha Hashem Lachecha. You should honor your parents like God has commanded you. And then there are two rewards that are given. L'man Yerichin Yimecha U'L'man Yitavlach. When Rabbi Yaakov went ahead and he said that there's no schar in Olam Hazeh, he was focusing on a pasuk in Parshas Paschanim. He was not dealing with the pasuk in Parshas Yisro. He was not dealing with the words L'man Yerichin Dechol Adoma. He was dealing with Parshas Paschanim. Why? So the Tzid points out because the mitzvah in Parshas Yisro and the mitzvah in Parshas Paschanim are very different mitzvahs. So the mitzvah in Parshas Yisro, Kaveh Zavicha V'Yesimecha. Why you kaveh zvicha mechas? You want to be kaveh zvicha mechas. It's the proper thing to respect your parents. Then, it says, L'man yarichon yamecha l'adama. Then you will go ahead and you have long life on this world. On this world you have long. It's a natural consequence, not something supernatural. And so much natural consequence, maybe it won't work out sometimes. And it says, but however, in Parshas Paschanim, it says, Kashir tzivcha Hashem l'kecha. If you do Mekayim keep it of aim, because Hashem commanded you, then you'll be zocha tarichas yomim and l'man yitavlach. What does that mean? As Rabbi Yaakov said, it refers to the tarichas yomim of olam haneshamos and l'man yitavlach to the of world of souls and the good world of tchiyas hameis and the resurrection. So according to the Rambam, we're talking about two different commandments. So someone goes ahead and he does the commandments in order to be a good person. So then yes, there will be reward. But reward for doing the tzibul Hashem, the Rambam Pasuk of Yaakov, that only happens in the next world. And kibud av aim, besides the Yisro aspect, where it's a good person, also has an aspect to fulfill the word of God. There's a very famous Gemara about a guy who was mechaveh in Mesechus Kedushin, who did kibud av aim. And how do you do kibud av aim? So they wanted to come buy a precious gem from him in order for the Beis HaMikdash, and he wouldn't go ahead, and he wouldn't wake up his father, which is a very strange Gemara, because I know that if someone wanted to make, if I had a gem to sell for $1 million, my father had a key, my father would have told me, wake me up, to raise money for his yeshiva. There's no question about this. However, we don't understand everything. And because of his father, he got a reward, he got a parah aduma. Why did he get a parah aduma? Because parah aduma represents a chok. Represents the commandment you do only because God wants you to. And there's some aspect of kibud av aim that you do only because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to. So therefore, Yaakov, when he says, of course, if someone does the mitzvah because it's the proper thing to do, because you have to be a ben adam, you have to be a human being, of course you're going to benefit from that, because you are. Everyone always benefits from being a human being. Have a person does a mitzvah because Hashem wants him to. That's where Rabbi Yaakov says the mitzvah is only going to be, the schar is only going to be in the next world. And the truth is that the Orach Chaim in Parshas Yisro, he points out, he says that l'man yarichin yamecha, he says the greatest segula for arichas yamin, he says, is kibud av aim. He said, there's certain mitzvahs that have very special segulas. And this segula, this special formula, segula, to require length of days, it's not because of the reward from God. Besides the reward from God, it's because of kibud av aim. You know, someone says, sometimes the word segula, that a special formula, something helps, is abused, right? There's a special segula for parnassus to make a shlissel challah, right? The best segula for parnassus is to work. That's the best segula for parnassus. So the Orach Chaim HaKadosh says the best segula for arichas yamim is kibud av aim. And he says it's not because of schar. That's why, because parents train you how to act properly, how to live healthily, right? So does that always work? It doesn't always work. But a person follows his parents, so then he will have the schar from HaKadosh, he will have the schar which is the natural schar. That's Shita the Rambam. So according to the Rambam, when we speak about there's no schar olam hazeh, that's talking about mitzvos where there's no natural consequences. Mitzvah you do because God commands you. But if you do a mitzvah because you want to be a good person, for example, a person who follows the mitzvah of watching his health, you're not going to say he can get tzchar olam haba for no, he'll get tzchar in this world also. Because it'll always work. Sometimes it doesn't always work. But that is the tzchar. That is the tzchar that a person gets in this world, the natural consequence, even according to the Rambam. And even though Rabbi Yaakov says there's no tzchar olam hazeh, that's for mitzvahs that you do because Hashem commands you. But if you do a mitzvah because you're doing it, or that aspect, but the mitzvahs you do that involve in olah chavero, and that aspect where there's a natural consequence that somehow you fit into the world, that certainly will help you. That's the sheet of the Ramban. What's the sheet of the Ramban? The sheet of the Ramban, it seems, is that there is, even for any mitzvah you do, you get on some level reward in this world also. Besides the natural rewards, you get a reward. So how do they have? And that's the Ramban explains that what the Torah says in Shmos, Laman Yerichan Nechal Hadama, is the same thing that the Torah is saying in a different way in Parshas Vayeshalom. He's talking about this world and the next world. That's the Ramban. Besides the natural consequence, there are other rewards that come also. That come reward from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sometimes we don't understand it. We don't know what else is going on, as the Miri says. But sometimes, but it all, in a certain sense, it always, there is schar in this world. That's the sheet of the Ramban. So really, the Machlokas Rambam and Ramban, according to the Rambam, the Mishnah is like Rabbi Yaakov. According to the Ramban, it's not like Rabbi Yaakov. And the Ramban Paskins like the Mishnah. But just to finish off, one last point, I'd like to speak about Acher. So we know that Acher, we're told, we're told that Acher, he saw a child, Mekayim Mitzvah Shluch HaKein, he died, and Acher went ahead and after Mekayim Mitzvah Shluch HaKein, this person was Mekayim Mitzvah Shluch HaKein, and after Kibbutz Avim he died, he went off. So Gemara says that Mesechta Chagiga, let's try to understand what his problem was. Acher Kitit Netiyos. Acher was involved in cutting down some very important concepts. Source number 13. Allah Kosova Omer Al Titan is Pichalastis Basarecha. So don't allow your mouth to cause your flesh to sin. What happened with Acher? Let's try to understand. So he gave one opinion, but the Gemara Chagiga says something a little more sublime. So we know that four Tanoim, went into Pardes. Pardes is that area where you learn different aspects of the Torah, Pshat, simple Pshat, Remez, hints, Drash, on a deeper level, and Sod, and the secrets. And not everyone would go into Pardes. Four people went to Pardes, Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva was able to go into Pardes, come into the Orchard of Torah, come out, everything was good. Ben Azai, Ben Zoma, one went in and came out crazy, one went in and died young, and then Elisha ben Abuya. And Elisha ben Abuya came out as a heretic. What happened in Pardes? What did he see? Gemara says, Chaza Metatron. He saw one of the Malachim. Metatron, the Yisyal and Rishus of the Mesa, was given permission to sit in heaven. In general, angels don't have Rishus, permission to sit in heaven. Why was he given permission to sit? To write the Schusim, the merits of the Jewish people. Now we don't understand what this means, but let's go on. So he says, Acher looked and saw, Elisha ben Abuya saw this angel was given permission to sit. He said, how can he sit? There is a rule that no one is allowed to go in and sit in heaven. He said, is it possible that maybe there's more than one Rishus? Maybe there's more than one being in charge? Maybe is it possible it's not just Rabbanu Shalom or somebody else? So what did they do? He goes on and he says, Aku, so the Malachi got angry at Metashron. Got angry at him. He said, he got angry. They said, yeah, how could you sit? And he gave permission, but you should have seen Elisha ben Abuya there. You should have understood that a mortal man can never understand. You should have had the intelligence to stand up. So the Aku and the Metashron took Metashron. Umachyu Shitin Pulsa Denura. And they hit him with 60 fiery whips. I'm not sure what it means when they do pulse and neuron and someone who's alive. I'm not sure what that means when they talk about that. So he says, and they said to him, Amrulay, in my time, what's the reason he's chazisei? When you saw Acher, at least he didn't stand up. So at that point, they lift 60 whips, fiery whips, and then they gave Rishus to erase all the merits of Acher. What happened? Acher saw this going on. And still Acher did not change his mind. He was still focused on the fact that Metatron was sitting down. So Yotzabasko, the Amra, a voice from heaven came down and said, Shuvavon Shovavim, all wayward sons can return, chutz mi Acher, except for Acher. So Amar, he says, Hoil the Itrid Ahu Gav Mehu Alma, since I'm not allowed in the next world, I'll get pleasure from this world, and Acher went off. Now, this idea of Shuvah Shuvah Chutz Mei Acher, Return of Sefer Acher, mentioned many times. There's a Gemara that once, Elisha ben Avuya was a very conflicted person, by the way, very conflicted. One time he was on his Chamor on Shabbos, and Rameir was walking with him, and Elisha ben Avuya, Mishnah Avuya says, Rameir, Chazor B'cha, you have to go back. What do you have to go back? Because he says, I can tell by the foot, the distance my donkey walked. I can tell. They already passed Chum Shabbos. So Acher says to Rameir says to Acher, Chazor B'cha, can you return? So he quoted this Gemara. Everyone can return except for Acher. So what does Meir return to Acher? So, my father, my uncle, they explain what it means is that in order to tshuva, you have to change who you are. We're not holding a certain tshuva, but I was thinking that maybe in line with the shir, we can say something a little different. He says, why did Acher go off? He went off either because he saw Metatron sitting down. He went off because he thought that the only way it has to be is someone does a certain mitzvah, you have to get a schar immediately. If someone is so fixated on that idea, if he remains fixated on that idea, then it's impossible to tshuva. In other words, as the Miri says, we don't know what's going on. Or if we go according to the Rambam, there is a natural, he says, that maybe there is no schar. But if we think it has to be a certain way, and something, because we think it has to be a certain way, something doesn't seem right, it'll be very difficult to do tshuva. And that means that sometimes it's very important to change our perspective. Right? And you know, sometimes maybe it's important to say we don't really understand, as Miri says. But if we remain fixated on a certain perspective, even though we have certain things that trouble us, so then we chasol go off. They say in Reb Chaim's name, I saw this quoted in the sefer, I didn't hear this in my family, that when Adam Avinu was told by Kadosh Baruch Hu to take Yitzchak to the Akedah, Adam didn't say anything. The whole way, 3 days, and we can imagine what's going on in Adam Avinu's mind. Then finally he takes Yitzchak up to Har Moriah, he puts him in his beach, he's about to kill Yitzchak, and Kadosh Baruch Hu mocks, says no. And then you see the whole explanation. Avraham Avinu asks God, like, I don't understand. First you tell me I'm going to have a son. Then you tell me that I should sacrifice my son. And then you tell me not to sacrifice him. What's going on? So they say in Reb Chaim's name, why didn't Avraham ask the Kasha right away? Why did he ask the Kasha right away? It's a good Kasha. It's a good question. The answer is because Avraham Avinu was afraid to ask the Kasha, because he's afraid that if he asked the Kasha now, it might cause him to have a certain perspective, which would be very dangerous to what he should be feeling and holding. But only at that point, after it was over, he felt he'd ask the question. And that's what happened to Acher. Just want to come back and finish off with the Ramban. So we mentioned that the Ramban, as opposed to the Rambam, holds there is reward in this world. And the Ramban says, in that reward, as opposed to the Rambam, who explains the Pasuk and Sefer Shmos Perakot, that we're talking about a natural consequence, the Ramban holds, no, there's a real reward in this world. And if the Miri says something, you don't understand it, like the Shita of Remission against Rabbi Yaakov. The Ramban says, when someone does Kibbutz of the Aim, he'll find himself in this world and the next world. This world, he's involved in this world, the mitzvahs in this world. He says, in the next world, why is that? Because parents give us our training of how to be good Jews, how to keep Torah mitzvahs. If we listen to our parents, right? So then, we are inspired by our parents. So then we have the training that we need that will ensure that we inherit Olam Haba. Shem Shafal Hirsch asked the question in Parshas Noach. That when Noach, the whole incident with Chum and Noach happened, so when Noach woke up and he realized what happened, what his young son did to him, he says, Arur Kanan, he curses his grandson. Okay, why did he curse Kanan and why did he curse Chum? So Rashi said because Kanan was the one who told Chum what Noach was doing. But like, this is the way you react? You curse a son, you curse a grandson? It seems a little different than our approach today. Shem Shafal Hirsch says that Noach wasn't cursing Kanan. Noach was stating the facts. That if Chum could be a person who has no respect for his father, therefore Chum will not learn from Noach. Because you can only learn from someone you respect how to be a proper person. So then, what can happen in the next generation? It's a vicious cycle. It gets worse and worse. And because that Kanan will be on a level where all he can be is a slave. Why? Because as the Ramban says, that a natural and unnatural consequence, a supernatural consequence, that we do kibud av aim, we have schar in this world and the next world. Why the schar in the next world? Because our parents guide us and train us and they help us to be ovdei Hashem. So I would just mention to finish off that, you know, even according to the Ramban, there's definitely a natural reward in this world for certain things that we do, and you know, we should all be zocha, number one, to the supernatural rewards in the next world, but the natural reward, you know, according to the Ramban, and all the reward, all the supernatural according to the Ramban in this world, that many things we see, a lot of the reward comes from Talmud Torah, is Talmud Torah Gana Kulam, to be zocha to all the good things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us in this world and the next world, and to understand that sometimes there's certain things that are beyond our grasp. Everyone should have a wonderful, summer.